Dear students, good morning, or good afternoon, good evening, whenever you happen to be listening to this commentary for the course syllabus for Business 123. As I said in other locations, we are so, so grateful and happy and honored and privileged that you are taking this class at Southwestern College. Everyone at Southwestern College is very grateful. And our goal for this class is to make this one of the few classes that 5, 10, 20 years from now you still remember as being beneficial to you in this adventure that we call life. How's that for a tall order? I know it sounds a little over the top, but it's very sincere. It is indeed my goal personally. So let's get started. What is the course syllabus? It's the document that you get the first day of class. Well, it's an online class, right? First day of class, put in the back of your notebook and never look at again until you do something stupid. And the professor says, did you read the syllabus? And you say, yeah. Well, look at the, whatever. My apologies. But, yeah, that's how it works. So let's go through it together. We'll read it together. Now, this is the condensed version, the two-page version that everybody puts in the back of their notebook and never looks at again. We now are told and suggested and motivated by our distance education coordinator to make an expanded syllabus. She calls it the makeover. And it's 6, 7, 8 pages, and nobody reads it and puts it at the end of their notebook. But anyway, let's go through the condensed version. Course description objective. Introduction to basic investment principles, including markets, stocks, also known as equities, bonds, also known as fixed income debt instruments, or just plain fixed investments. Mutual funds, the legal term is investment companies, which is a much better term in my humble opinion. Insurance products. The interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. That's our description. We're going to start from the very beginning, dear students. So whatever you know about investments, you can just leave it at the door, because we start with the very basic question of what is an investment. And these are the items that are going to be making up the course content. Investment environments, risk and return, the eternal tug of war. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets and transactions, investment strategies and tools, portfolio management and asset allocation, options and futures contracts, if only to know enough to stay away from them. Real estate and other investment alternatives. At the end of the semester, we'll take a look at some of the alternatives. But mostly we're going to concentrate on what are called securities. That's a silly name, but you can think of them as financial investments. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, and the like. Short-term investments. Now, what are the course materials? Well, we use a book that's not bad. It's not very good. The first chapter is excellent. But we got to have a textbook because it's college. At least that's what they tell me. Although my students have told me that as long as they go through the material in the class on the website and through the online course management system, they don't really use the textbook that much. And I personally allow you to use any edition up from the 4th, 5th, 6th, or 7th. And what you'll find is you can get the 4th edition for $10 or $20. At the bottom of the class webpage are links to vendors on the internet that allow you to buy the book for dirt cheap. Plus, there's a couple of copies in the library on reserve. So, do that with what you will. Now, you need a notebook. I recommend a three-ring binder because there are copious handouts. You like that word, copious? It means a lot. There are many handouts, and with a three-ring binder, you can organize them better, as opposed to just putting them in a folder and having them fall over to place. You need a calculator, but a spreadsheet really comes in handy, and on the in the course management system and on my website are links to free spreadsheets. If you don't have Excel. If you don't have Excel, you can use LibreOffice or OpenOffice or Google Docs. You can use that on your mobile phone. You need dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and a reliable connection to the internet. So if you do not have a reliable connection to the internet, you need to find a friend who does, or come to the main campus, because, folks, it's all internet-based, folks. Yeah, right. Attendance and lateness. Well, now, you know, it's a very different world when you're taking a class online, and you'll see some resources that are meant to help you. There's dozens and dozens of these things. But the key is self-discipline, because there's no one time for you to be at class. You have to decide when your class is going to be. And what I recommend, and we'll recommend it again down below in time requirements, is that you choose a time, the same time every day, the best you can. 8 o'clock at night, 3 a.m. in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Find a time that is good for you and work on the class every day. Because it is so easy to get behind, and that's why we lose students. They just disappear. And when you finally track them down, if you can track them down, you say, "What happened?" "Oh, I'm sorry, I got behind, and then the exam was coming up, and I hadn't done any of the assignments, and I hadn't done any of the studying." So you have to kick yourself in the butt, so to speak. You got to stay on top of it. And I'm here to help you, folks, and we have tremendous resources. We want you to succeed. We do not want you to fail. That is not our goal. No way. Grading. Now, please read this. Academic dishonesty of any type. We're told to put that on there. Don't cheat. You're just cheating yourself. You're not learning the material. It's great to work in groups. If you can find people to work together, that's wonderful. That's great. But do your own work. And I grade personally on a straight curve. Huh? That's kind of like jumbo shrimp. It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, it's 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, or 50. So anything less than 60 is failure. But I find that instead of lots of C's and a few A's and B's and then more D's and F's, I find we get a lot of B's and A's and a lot of D's and F's. And the D's and F's are the people who get behind, and exactly, and then they drop, and then they disappear. The folks, this stuff is not that hard. There's a lot to it. You have to study. You can't skate. You've got to do the work. But it's really not that difficult. It's pretty straightforward once you've dug into the material. And all the studies show, folks, that time on task is the most important aspect for learning. Now, there are some people, a few gifted people, they hear it once, they see it once, they read it once, boom, they have it forever. I ain't one of them. I have to study. I use flashcards. I use outlining and make notes. And so if you are not that strong, we have tremendous resources. The Academic Success Center, which has a referral below. But let's continue with time requirements. The college expects you to work about 3 hours for every one unit. So that means you're supposed to be working on this class about 9 hours a week, right? So it's 3 units times 3, so that's 9 hours a week. That's a lot, folks, and some people will, but what I find is most students do well as long as they put in an hour a day. That's 7 hours a week. If you can do a 1 hour a week, I mean 1 hour a week, 1 hour a day, listening to the presentations, reading, doing the assignments, I try to make it as easy as possible. You can listen to the presentations while you're commuting to and from work or school or exercising or walking the dog or whatever. Put them on your mobile device, your cell phone or MP3 player, or burn them to a CD. I'm serious, folks. That's how you learn, by listening, reading, writing. We learn by doing various repetitive tasks, don't procrastinate. Don't try to do all the reading and working on one day. It doesn't work. It's not learning. Now, accommodations. You know the drill. If you need accommodations, contact me. Contact the DSS department. There's their phone number. There's their email. Alternative formats of the syllabus. Other course materials are available upon request. All the presentations are run through a company called 3C Media Solutions. So there are closed captions. YouTube has closed captions, but they're not very good. 3C Media Solutions has very good closed captions. So if you need closed captions, they're already there, right? And so if you need anything else, you contact us, because we want you to succeed. Now, here's the Academic Success Center referral that I mentioned just a few moments ago. Why don't we call it the Tutoring Center? I don't know, but that's what it is. And these people are awesome, folks. These are awesome. You go there, and at first you're going to feel a little, you know, maybe a little uncomfortable because you don't know anybody yet, but they will make you feel welcome. They will, you'll meet other students who are in the same boat. You know, maybe they never really did have very good study skills to begin with, or they haven't been in school for some time. And these people are very good. They will help you with your study skills. And if you ever have any problems with the calculations, of course, contact me. But you can also go talk to the math tutors, and they'll say, oh, we don't know the finance, we don't know investments. And you show them the work, and they'll go, oh, this is pretty easy, I can help you with this. So do use these resources. We want you to succeed. Now, how do you get in touch with me? Well, most students will email. They'll send me an email. Careful, I get so many emails. If I don't respond, please don't take it personally. It's just that we're drowning in email. So hit me again. But usually I get back to you as quickly as possible. I really do. I try to get back as quickly as possible. You can call me. I prefer that you call my home phone number. I mean, you can call the office. That's great. And I give you my home phone number. Please don't call too late. But you can call early. I'm up. You know, 7 o'clock for me I wake up at 5 or so. So I know it's so funny. Some of my students will submit something at 2:30 in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I'll grade it at 5 a.m. And look, you know, and when they wake up, whatever time they wake up, they'll go, "Oh wow, you already did it." Well, that's because we're on alternate schedules there. And I experimented with this last semester, and it seemed to work. On Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, I set aside an hour, an office hour, for the online students using the virtual office. And it's really, it's like a Skype. I don't know if you play with Skype, but it's the same idea. I'll send you the links to it. And it's on the website also. Or you call me, or make an appointment. We'll meet somewhere. You can meet at the main campus or anywhere. I'm throughout the South Bay. There is the website. Now, some students will just use the website. Other students get a little bit intimidated. I'll have a little presentation on how to use the website, but you don't have to. You can use the classroom management system, the CMS. Most people just refer to it as Canvas, and walk through the material. Now, all I'm doing here, folks, all we're doing here is we're pointing from Canvas to the class website, because I put all the material on the class website, and there's a whole history of why is that. But it seems to work for a lot of students. Other students are a little bit scared. They see all the links, and they go, I don't know where to start. Well, don't worry about it. You know, don't start anywhere. Go back to Canvas and walk through Canvas. But really, once you start clicking, you go, oh, okay, this is pretty straightforward. I can figure this out. Now, the student learning outcomes, they tell us to put on the syllabus, and don't even bother with that. That's just for somebody bean counting. But look, I spared no expense. Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? I spared no expense, cost me $14, to buy wonderprofessor.com. Because I wanted something my students couldn't forget. And for me, Wonder, you know, I grew up in the time of the Sputnik and the science was, and so it was, Mr. Wonder, what are we going to learn today, Mr. Wonder? Oh, today, to me, we're going to learn about refrigeration. Everything was science, and so that it's always stuck with me, Wonder, everything, Wonder. Anyway, so there it is. Don't forget it. Now, that document you're going to forget about and put it at the back of your notebook and never look at it again, right? Well, take a look at the second page, because on the second page is our course schedule. And usually we might get a little bit behind, but usually we will follow this schedule fairly closely and do our best to stay on task. I am more personally interested that we learn the material we cover, as opposed to just making sure we get through the entire semester, get through all the material. I'm more interested that you learn the material. Now, there are some people who like to go ahead, hey, contact me, I'll make every attempt to satisfy you who are anxious to move ahead with extra assignments. But if you get behind, these are the people I really, my heart goes out to. Please contact me. Don't just blow it off. Don't be one of the students who just disappears and you never see them and you never know what the hell's going on. So please contact me. Please keep in touch, because we want you to succeed. Sound good? That's our syllabus. Look what we're going to do. We're going to learn about an introduction to investments, overview, risk versus return, short-term securities. And then we're going to spend a couple weeks on mutual funds. Very important, because chances are you're going to be investing these things through your employer's sponsored retirement plan, like a 401k. Usually they're 401ks, but there are others. And then we spend about 5-6 weeks on stocks. Ooh, stocks are sexy. Stocks are exciting. Stocks are risky. Then we spend a couple of weeks on bonds. Boring, stodgy, reliable bonds. And then we're pretty much ended the most important material by wrapping up with portfolio management and diversification and asset allocation around week 13, where we tie everything that we've learned throughout the first 12 weeks together. Huh? There's 3 more weeks left, Fiona. What are you talking about? Well, right. After we finish that, then we spend some time learning about things that you really should stay away from, but you need to learn about them. Derivatives, stock options, futures, margin accounts, shorting. These are things that are better left to the hot shots who think they know what they're doing and really just wind up losing a lot of money. Because, as I'll say in the future again to you, instruction about syphilis is not instruction to get syphilis, okay? And that's the same thing true about these things. These options, these derivatives, these futures, shorting, they are dangerous. They can make you a lot of money very quickly and just as quickly lose all that money. And then our last task will be to take a look at some alternatives. Real estate, annuities. Real estate's cool, don't get me wrong, but annuities are not so good. Precious metals and collectibles. And the ultimate investment, starting a business. And that's the entire semester. Are you excited? I hope so, because I sure am. This is my favorite class to teach, and this is my favorite topic to talk about, and that's investments. Take a look at my introduction to myself, and you'll see why. So, welcome again. Welcome to our class. Stick with us. If you get behind, contact me. We want you to succeed. We are so grateful. We are so happy. We are so honored, everyone at Southwestern, that you are here with us. Welcome.